Good morning. A Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Scharr. Talk first. Alan, welcome back.
Well, thank you, David. We got down to New Orleans, and we saw our grandchildren, and it was just wonderful. The whole family went, and all I can say is life is good when you see family and you see little children and what's coming next. It's just wonderful.
And speaking of what's coming next, we look at the news headlines of the day. Donald Trump has said now, Alan, he thinks that China's President Xi, who now holds that office for life, mused that it may be that the U.S. will do the same someday.
Yes, David, and it well may be. Democracies almost always have failed in history. One person takes over, and that's the end of this great social political experiment. Trump, of course, says he was kidding. And Freud, as we have often said on WAMC, said, there is no joke. And here is a president of the United States who we know is making moves which many people believe will lead us down the road to totalitarianism. So when he makes a joke like that, it is taken extraordinarily seriously. We'll have to see what Bob Mueller, the special counsel, parenthesis prosecutor, comes up with in order to maybe put a stop to this kind of downward spiral that this country is in. Nevertheless, we'll have to just see.
The issue of authoritarianism, we referenced President Xi of China, an election in Italy. The headline gives a big lift to far-right and populists. No outright winner, Alan, according to the Times, but the election handed a majority of votes to hard-right and populist forces, which will be a government in Italy that is significantly less invested in the project of a united Europe.
Well, if you understand Italian politics, you know more than I do, except that there is one lesson that a lot of people are learning around the globe, including here in the United States, that there will be political leaders who go to a place to say, keep the others out. That is what happened in Italy. There's no question. And it will, of course, be one more moment in Italian politics, which are so confusing to so many people. But the one thing that we do know about it is that the immigration piece played a large part of it here and in other places in the world. And any political leader is going to have to get this message. Not that it's a good message. Not that anybody should give up the idea that a place like America, a country like America, is such a great nation because of its immigrants. But political leaders will say, there is a real danger here for me.
To New York, where it looks like Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro is back in the governor's race. This is after support from GOP county leaders on Friday in Saratoga Springs, where he came out on top in a straw poll.
I've interviewed him. I think he is a very good guy. He is the kind of person that the Republicans really need because he's clean and he's not affiliated with the New York State Legislature. He's an attractive candidate, and he'll give Andrew Cuomo a tough time. Remembering, however, that this is an anti-Trump, anti-Republican year in New York State, and it's going to be tough for any Republican, no matter how clean, to win.
Alan, a primary for Governor Cuomo, potentially. The star Cynthia Nixon, formerly of Sex in the City, was part of a show that Hillary Clinton was at over the weekend, in which they hugged and was confirmed that she is being urged to run for governor of New York.
Well, the one thing we know from Donald Trump is that television counts. And here's an actress who offers a potential rivalry to the governor. If she runs, it will be embarrassing to the governor. Whether she wins, I think, is a long shot. Nevertheless, we've seen other long shots. One is the president of the United States right now. And we do know that Cuomo has name recognition in New York City. And here will be an actress who has that also. So he can't be a happy camper this morning on hearing this news.
Some are certainly happy in Hollywood, Alan, after the Oscars last night.
You know, David, of course, we speak very early in the morning, and I can't stay up and watch it all. I saw some of it, and I can tell you that there is a sense that Hollywood is the moral and spiritual lodestar for so much. Their absolute commitment to the Me Too movement, which was so obvious during the whole thing. The idea that people of all races and creeds are honored. The idea that America can be a bastion of liberalism, and I mean that in the best way, is something that we see from our Hollywood literati and glitterati. To me, it means that there's a part of America that is well worth emulating, and it is put out by the people who do this for a living.